It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferris. You're with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, we'll find out why a UW project on the frozen tundra of Antarctica, not Lambeau, could lead to a new understanding of our galaxy and beyond.
First, at least 35 cities across the country have experienced an increase in murder so far this year, with big spikes in places like St. Louis, Baltimore, and D.C. But Milwaukee's increase has outpaced all of those cities, with 76% more murders in 2015 compared with this time last year.
The uptick comes after years of declines in violence across American cities. Milwaukee's Homicide Review Commission had even been seen as a model program for reducing murder rates. With the increase proving to be a national trend, there have been a lot of theories about possible causes. Peter Scharf joins us now. He's a professor at the Louisiana State University School of Public Health. Peter, thanks for joining us today.
I'm honored. I love Wisconsin.
Oh, thank you. Well, let's put these numbers in context. A big jump this year, but there'd been a talk of a decline from the 80s and early 90s. Are we back up to those really bad levels yet?
No, not generally, though. Milwaukee is pushing it. Ed Flynn's a friend of mine, by the way, so I have to be real polite, the chief. I think that actually, if you look at the Homicide Review Commission in Milwaukee, the numbers have been less consistently down. They go up, down, up, down, and then suddenly spike. So the, it's a little different than some of the cities that were claiming to have consistent reductions. But again, the question is, do we know as much as we thought we knew about what keeps homicide rates low? And did the process of debriefing homicides, did they have the effect of permanent declines? No. And the other thing is, there's something going on in the ozone, the political ozone, the crime ozone, the drug ozone, the police ozone, that are producing these results in different cities. The science question for me as a criminologist is, why do these cities go in the same direction? So you have Milwaukee with their increases. Our rates are up about 25%. You know, why are they moving in the same direction?
So let's look at some of the ideas as to why that is. One I've seen you quoted as suggesting is a police funding went up, you said, in response to the bad old days in the 80s. That funding maybe has tapered off, and that could be part of it. Make that case. Is that what we're seeing?
Well, I think Ed and I were working on some of these initiatives in the middle 90s, with the Chelsea Police or something. And the they had $4 billion in the crime bill, after the crime bill from 1994 to 2000, for police projects and police programs, technology, manpower, training, everything. And the and now it's down to under $400 million. So with the Bureau of Justice System has for the same purposes. And that's a disastrous decline if you want to keep murder rates low. So the hypothesis is very simple, is we don't have the manpower coverage, you don't have the training upgrades, you don't have all the things that made the rates go down from 1995 through 2014. And those reductions were about 30%. Those were very real, very substantial reductions. But if you don't do what got you there, it could rebound. I think what a lot of folks, such as myself, were asking, is this a speed bump, a blip in the road, or is this a tipping point going the wrong direction? You know, Malcolm Gladwell wrote that great book about the New York murder declines, the tipping point. And no one, I was working in New York with NYPD in 1993, and no one had any clue that the murder rates were going to go down as dramatically as they did. Now is it going the other way? It's a little like the stock market. You get deluded and fat and happy thinking that either it's a permanent bear market or the market's going the way of the bulls. and you can get fooled. And I think we might be getting fooled. It might reverse itself over time.
Talking to Peter Scharf from Louisiana State University's School of Public Health about new numbers out showing increases in homicide rates, not just in Milwaukee, which we've talked about a fair amount here, but in cities, 35 cities around the country looking at possible explanations. Now, you mentioned Milwaukee Police Chief Ed Flynn. He's been in the news saying, looking at the incidents leading to a lot of this violence, it's not so much, drug gang violence. It's not necessarily armed robberies, that sort of thing. It's everyday conflicts that escalate into gun violence. Is this something we're seeing not just in Milwaukee, but around the country?
God, my interview this morning with a TV station here suggested the same thing, that we seem to have solved the gang problems, and a lot of it came through federal intervention, mass roundups, but it's we call them the sole practitioners. That's the problem, and also the beasts. We call them beasts down here. And sort of what is it about the nature of American society right now that has these beasts escalating into violence? And a few thoughts. One, the armaments have changed. Popeye and Olive Oil used to fight with a rolling pin. Right now you're fighting with an AK-47 in some cases. So the increase in lethality of the weapons is probably part of it. The question I guess criminologists ask, are people fighting more, are they dying more? They're probably dying more and fighting about the same amount of time. The plethora of weapons out there is a factor, I think, a very important factor to look at. But we're seeing very similar patterns here in New Orleans to what Chief Ed noted.
And then one theory that's been suggested, reports from police departments and some analysts, is that, since Ferguson and other police-involved shootings, police are leery, they're reluctant to do searches, to get involved, they're more hands-off for fear of the next Ferguson happening, and that's leaving more room for violence to escalate. Do you think there's anything there?
Well, I'd add to it. Well, we have a fancy word for that. We call it depolicing. And that means you sit in your car and nothing bad's going to happen. You're not going to lose your house, your wife, your dog, because the civil rights attorneys or the plaintiff attorneys sue you or you get fired by your police department. And that caution is very much there. Also, the undermanning. We're about 300 officers short of what we ought to have. And Newark, I understand, is 400 off. And so as police officers on the street become fewer, the personal risks of death or injury, as that poor officer in Houston saw, as well as the more punitive climate, and that's where the Black Lives Matter kinds of movements really are hurtful, because police think, hey, I'm not going to get a fair shake. And I've seen Clark on the TV down all over the country. And I think he's right. That kind of thing creates a tone, makes police more cautious, and takes resources out of these hard-hit areas that they desperately need.
And then a counter-argument is it goes the other way, too. If communities don't trust their police departments, they're not going to make that call. They're not going to report the warning sign of violence. They're not going to necessarily think they can get away with cooperating with police officers. How do you bridge that gap between police and these communities where we're seeing this urban violence?
Well, that's where the homicide commission that you have, it's a really good model. I need to really think this through, not so much on the incident level, but the more strategic level, as you're asking, and to get real thought about what's going on in the culture, the police culture and the community culture, so that you can turn it around. But you're right, passive police breeds passive citizens, and the result over time can be a disaster and can lead to the escalations, that tipping point going the wrong way model that we're discussing.
Peter, thanks a lot for joining us today.
I'm honored. Call me back.
That was Peter Scharf. He's a professor at the Louisiana State University's School of Public Health. We've been talking about the increase in murder rates in at least 35 cities around the country. Milwaukee has seen one of the most dramatic increases this year.